What did you say? Flagpole.
Take your stinking paw off me, you damn 38.
No!
You're a wizard, Harry.
In spite of everything you've done for them,
eventually they will hate you.
And I care! What is the deal?
No, do me a favor, Captain. Go fuck yourself.
Language!
Why so serious?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm Vengeance.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Welcome back to That's So Random. I am a man named Andrew, and I am joined by two other humans whose names are...
I'm Braden, the usual host, the co-host with this guy, Andrew. And with us today is...
I'm here, hi.
And your name is...
It's Darren.
From the Pipeline Podcast.
I blanked on my name for a second.
Wow.
I was like, wait, what am I supposed to say?
And today, we are talking about two X-Men movies. One X-Men movie where Wolverine gets adamantium sucked into his body, and then another one where he gets it sucked out. So, join us in talking about Wolverine and his sucking abilities.
X-Men Origins Wolverine and The Wolverine. Those are the two movies we're talking about today. So, we'll start with the first one, X-Men Origins. Wolverine, as it would indicate, this is the origin of Wolverine, kind of. So the first 10 minutes is like him as a kid, and apparently Sabretooth is his brother. He's not. So the guy he kills is his father. The other guy, was that Sabretooth's father? So like they aren't biological brothers. They never really make that clear in this movie.
No, they do make it clear.
Do they?
The entire film,
I was like, wait, is this supposed to be Sabretooth? Is that what we're doing? Like, they never fully go into it, I don't think.
I mean, Victor Creed is Sabretooth, so I...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Sabretooth.
So, the guy that died wasn't Logan's actual father. The guy who killed him was his actual father.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe.
And the woman was Logan's mother.
Yes. But Logan killed his actual father. He didn't know he was his actual father. Because his actual father killed the other guy. And he killed his actual father.
Yes. And then he was told to run.
Well, his mother, like, after she saw the claws and stuff, just looked at... And after he killed his father, looked at him and was like, "What are you?" And then, yeah. Victor, like, tackles him in the woods. And he's like, "Yeah. We're brothers. We're in this together." And then they form their own little crew when they're adults. And in present day, Victor is hunting down his former crew for some reason. Well, it's revealed later that he's working with Stryker.
Yeah. Well, then we get the montage of them going through every single war together.
Yeah. That's before he starts hunting them down, obviously.
Yeah. But it just gives like a backstory on how long they were together. It's kind of weird. They completely skipped the part where they were together when Logan was taken as a POW in World War II. Huh. They completely skipped that part. Where was Sabretooth at? Kind of a douche move to just leave him in that, bunker, right?
I don't know. When did the crew disband in this movie? Like, what time era was that?
It was well after World War II.
Yeah, I was never clear on like when this movie was set. Were you guys?
I think like the entire like first 10 minutes are very like confusing, and it's like wait, what, like, where are we exactly? What time are we in? Who's whose parents? Who are these characters? Like, I think the entire montage was like, I thought was very sloppy. It felt very rushed. I thought the like pacing of it felt very like, okay, we're just doing this, all right. And I felt like we had like five different like first 5 minutes that they kind of just mushed into one.
Well, it seems like it was like, okay, they said, all right, here's X-Men 1, here's X-Men 2, and here's The Last Stand. make sure all of these fit together within this movie. And so it's like they just kind of like were writing a story, and then they were like, oh, well, we need to relate it back to one of these movies. They're like, okay, do this. And so then they just kind of draw an arrow, and they're like, link, question mark? And they're just hoping, they were just throwing shit at the wall and hoped it'd stick.
Wait, right? So is this set? So the big part of the first X-Men, as we talked about last time, was like Logan didn't remember like the past 15 years of his life or anything. So was this movie 15 years before the first X-Men?
I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I think that's what I took from it, just because I would assume that's when the Weapon X stuff happened, and, you know.
So,
and everything X-Men I know with the Weapon X stuff, they have their memories wiped, so that's what would make sense to me. And they even say that in this movie, but they never show his memory being wiped, so it still doesn't really add up.
It gets wiped when Stryker shoots him.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Silver Fox ends up dying, which... It's stupid that she fake dies when the fucking Sabretooth killed her. And like, oh no, she's like, she was working with them the whole time. She was in cahoots. So this was all to get you to join the Weapon X program. And then Sabretooth did it because he wants to... They wouldn't just experiment on Sabretooth. They had to experiment on Logan first. Was that just in case it was fatal? Or I don't know.
It was because they knew. So Logan was the 10th. And this is all back to... the way it happened in this movie. I don't know how it actually happened. This movie is so just fucked altogether. But
yeah.
So the reason they used Logan was because he was expendable almost. So if he did die, then whatever. If he survived, then they found the formula to use on future people. Yeah. Which also you find out that they were taking mutant powers from each of the people they did experiments on, and they were going to put them into Weapon 11. Well, whichever, you know, whichever person.
Yeah, literally the only reason Cyclops was in this movie, like, it's Cyclops.
So I have, like a timeline here, if you guys want to know when it takes place.
Oh, sure. Good. Great.
Well, the multiple parts it takes place, and it's like
it starts in 1832 and it kind of ends in 1973. So it's a good while in between the first set of movies and this one.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
What, 30 odd years or so?
Yeah. What were you saying, Andrew?
I don't really remember because I tried to forget everything about this movie again after I watched it.
Do you have to try?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard to forget. It's kind of hard to forget one thing that everyone knows about this movie that we haven't talked about yet.
The amazing CGI.
Not that, the other thing.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that. I forgot about that. So
How do you forget about that? It's...
purely by choice.
Dude, that was pure character assassination. And
yeah.
Dude, it's awful, man.
And the way they give him the name, and it's like, we added other mutants' powers into the Deadpool.
They took everything that people love about Deadpool away from fucking Deadpool.
What a journey that character's gone on in this world. Like I can't believe how far we've come. With that character. Three movies into his own little world, and it's like, whoa. It started with this. With this mess.
And the fact that it wasn't even, like, Wade's mind, like, Stryker had control of him, stupid! I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Why would he have... You know what would have probably saved... I say saved. What would have made this movie a little bit better?
What?
If instead of a Deadpool... Or instead of Deadpool, they just said he was like a cyborg type Sentinel.
Oh, if they never called him Wade, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they just said, if they're like, he's a Sentinel or something like that, I would have been like, oh, okay, it's a different take on Sentinels. That's all right, whatever.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like this movie, in a weird way, like, made the character of Deadpool even more popular, though. Because, like, it made all the fans of Deadpool already fucking rave, like, throw a rave and it got a lot of attention. And yeah, it probably drew more attention to people that weren't familiar with Deadpool to, like, I don't know, animated stuff he's appeared in and some comics, you know, and YouTube was around. Some people probably watched videos. And yeah, I don't know. We finally got Deadpool in 2016, and we'll talk about those later down the line, and I can't wait. But yeah, that character was saved, to say the least.
Yeah, thanks to Orion for leaking that video, right? Leaking those photos and stuff.
Yeah, now I just hope somebody leaks John Cena's OnlyFans photos.
Do they need to? You said it's a free 99.
Yeah, but you know, just in case it's behind a paywall.
That you, the paywall you can't see, of course.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody just deep fakes it, you know, so I can actually see what's going on.
So, Stryker in this movie, every time I saw him on screen, I just wanted to go watch Wonder Woman, because he's, like, General Ludendorff, is that his name? The dude the dude that she thought was Ares the whole movie, but then, of course, he didn't turn out to be Ares. That guy, he's in that movie. It just made me want to go watch a far better comic book movie.
Yeah, General Gryffindor.
No. That's who is Ares, yeah.
Oh.
Professor Lupin. But
I don't think there's anything that I liked about this movie other than some of the actors. I didn't think they were particularly good, but I liked some of the actors.
I mean, Hugh Jackman is like the main reason I stayed in this movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell he was giving it his all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like, trying.
Right.
I made it through this movie in one watch. Like, honestly, wasn't even that hard. Mostly because of him. Like, he's obviously the main character. but yeah, take his performance away from this movie, and oh my god, there's nothing here.
Yeah, he's great here, but like, even then, I kind of feel like he just doesn't feel like Wolverine here. Like, he just feels like it's Hugh Jackman being Hugh Jackman. Which, I mean, you could probably say that about all of these, but, like, I don't know. Like, he kind of felt less he felt less Logan-y than I think he has in these last couple.
Yeah, no, it didn't feel like an X-Men movie. Outside of, like, the Weapon X stuff, it didn't feel like an X-Men movie. Outside of stuff we had previously seen in, like, flashbacks and, like, dream sequences and such in the original X-Men movies, it didn't feel like an X-Men movie.
We got him doing his signature move in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the basically flying through the air like Superman.
Oh, yeah.
His arms kind of.
Yeah, that's the one good.
Fully extended.
Yes, he does that in the next movie as well.
That's like the best thing about this entire movie, where like I feel like that's the most iconic like Hugh Jackman Logan scene. Just him ripping out of the water, claws out. It's like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And then that's about it.
Oh, I liked Agent Zero. I did like Agent Zero quite a bit.
Yeah, he's probably like the next best part of the movie.
Yeah. And then the guy who was the teleporter.
Sure.
The teleporter.
The guy in the cowboy hat, right?
Yeah.
I probably should know that character's name, but I do not.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either.
I don't know, that portion of the movie where that family like took Logan in, really,
I kinda liked that stuff,
really made me want to go watch Logan, though. And this movie makes me just want to watch movies further down the line, like the Deadpool movies and Logan. Because, like, the exact same thing happened in Logan, and obviously, it's far more heartbreaking in that movie. It's far more emotional heavy.
Well, the reason that I hated that so much is because they both had such weird reactions to that. One, why does the old man just be like, oh, there's a naked man in our bar. Let's go give him some clothes and invite him in. Yes, he meets him with a shotgun, but what? He's like, oh, you're not on the drugs, are you? And Logan, clearly distraught, is like, no. And he's like, all right, put these on. We don't want to give the wife a heart attack. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then Logan breaks the sink with the terrible CGI claws.
And then, oh my gosh, they look so bad.
They are so awful, man.
They look like they're gloves. Like, he's just
I was watching so hard in the Wolverine to see if like they were better, and thankfully they fucking were.
But, Much better.
It's not hard to be better, but
it was basically all practical effects in the Wolverine. It was the real claws, is what it was.
Yeah, like, you could have bought some just plastic claws from, like, Walmart, and they would have looked more realistic than what was 100%. In X-Men Origins Wolverine.
It was so bad, and the sparks. But that's not even the worst CGI in this movie.
What's the worst CGI in this movie?
Later on, when you see Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
And they de-aged him.
I don't even remember this, I'm not gonna lie.
It's so bad when he gets off the helicopter.
I don't remember this part of the movie.
Is this the
end? Yeah. It's
towards the end.
He's like, Scott, come with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Which felt like a very weird way to do that entire thing for Scott, but...
Yeah, Scott just felt so forced into this movie.
But I will say, I think he's better here than all three of this movie.
Yeah, this is probably the best showing of...
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, we finally give a shit about this character. Let's throw him in here for some reason.
I thought Gambit was alright in this movie. It's kind of sad. It's very sad that this is the only X-Men movie he's in.
Yeah.
He's just wasted.
Yeah,
I like it in theory. Like, I like the fact that Gambit is in one of these movies. I wouldn't necessarily say I love this Gambit. But, like, I wanted that film. Like, they were going to do, like, a full-on Gambit movie. And then Disney came in and were like, alright, we're not doing that stuff anymore. And that was one of the films that get canceled. I would have loved a Gambit movie. I think that could have been really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm really hoping he's in Deadpool 3.
I'd be shocked if he's not.
Me too, but who knows? Who knows?
To be fair, though, like, Fox had, from 2009 up until last year,
sure,
to make a Gambit movie. And, like, so if they really wanted to make one and make one good, they could have made it. Like,
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there's no excuse on Fox's end.
Yeah, I think this was very clearly supposed to be a start of a new era for this universe of, like, if this does well, maybe we can give more characters their, like, origin stories, and it very clearly was not received well. And then they're like, well, screw this. We'll just go back to what we were doing before.
Yeah, it felt like they were just like, okay, so origin stories isn't what people want to see. How does Wolverine have a better origin story in X-Men Apocalypse than he does in his own origin story movie?
Yeah.
And, like, the only reason I say it's better is because you see him in the full Weapon X getup. You see him help everybody escape or whatever. And you see that he's just like a raving lunatic when they turn him loose. And it's like, okay. That's basically all you need to know about Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, yep, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if I need so many movies about, like, his origin, because, like, you have the X-Men stuff, you have X2, you have the Wolverine, you have this film, and it's, like, it's all kind of building towards his origin, and I don't necessarily think any of them do it well. Like, I still feel like I really don't know who Logan is. Who he is at his core. I guess, like, the Wolverine does that the best, and, like, we'll get to that, but, like, just based on, like, the first four of these films, I don't know if I could tell you who Wolverine is, like, at his core, which I think is a problem.
He's a lunatic that is stupid. That's kind of what I gathered. And makes very dumb choices 99% of the time. That's the only thing that I can tell you about Wolverine from these first four movies.
Yeah, I agree with what Darren just said, though, that the Wolverine does it better than any of the movies we've talked about so far. So, do we have anything else to say about X-Men Origins, or should we move on to the Wolverine?
I hated the Blob so much.
Oh, I forgot about the Blob. Yeah, it was so bad.
That scene was so bad. Like, I'm pretty sure typically, like, they just made him, like, an overweight person. And I think typically, like, that's just his powers. And I felt like, what a weird sequence to just be like, well, he gained weight now. It's like, all right. Wasn't he always just a mutant, though? I didn't get that. I don't know. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, when they stormed that thing in Japan, I think it was. Or it was the thing in Africa before they went to the tribe. And the Blob stuck his hand in the tank, and it, like, the tank shoots, and then he pulls his hand out and says, like, that tickled, or something like that. I was like, that was so fuck. What was the point of that? That was so fucking stupid. That character is just dumb.
Right. Yeah, and he's not, like, typically a character I, like, love or anything, but it just felt like they were, I don't know, not taking it seriously, I guess. Just being like, well, this guy's from the comics, let's just do him, just do it to like, do it, and I don't know.
Well, the reason him and Wolverine have a fight is he calls him Bub, and he said, did you just call me Blob? He's like, what? And then, like, Logan looks visibly confused. He's like, no, I said Bub. And he's like, why'd you call me Blob? It's like, I didn't say that at all.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, it was stupid.
But no, I mean, I think I can see the vision on paper of what they were going with this movie. A very, like, Suicide Squad-esque opening, and him going through and, you know, having to retread his past and stuff like that. And I think maybe some of it would have landed better if I gave a shit about any of this crew. Like, there's never a point where I care about any of them, or, like, his connection with them, or even him and his brother. Like, maybe if we can actually see them bond, and, like, the moment that they start to separate, it is heartbreaking for us. But, like, when he leaves his brother, I was like, all right, that's probably for the best. Like, I don't care in that scene. And I don't care about Wade. Like, I feel like at the end, if you're going to do that with Wade, you got to make us care for him and make their back and forth feel earned. And, like, in that scene where it's like, wait, I don't want to do this, I don't feel like Logan cares. Doesn't feel like he gives a shit about him. So, like, I feel like maybe if you could have made us care about these characters more, then maybe it could have worked. But they don't take that time, I guess.
Well, and another thing is like, it felt like that with Deadpool, they were, like, hoping people knew the character and liked him. Sure.
Yeah.
So, it's like, so you're hoping people attach to a beloved character that you're intentionally about to just ruin.
Right.
So you know you're fucking up here. Like, what is the whole... Also, another thing, Stryker shows up in Canada. That's probably one of my favorite lines. And Stryker says to Wolverine, he's like, your country needs you. And he's like, I'm Canadian. And drives off. I liked that.
That was funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what is... He says 2 days later, or he says you show up and 2 days later she's dead. Like, what the hell? He's like, I didn't know it was Victor. It's like, well, what do you mean you didn't know it was Victor? How is that believable? Like, it's so not believable that he didn't know.
Yeah, there's so much wrong with this movie. There's not really much you can do to save it. But, like, if you take Deadpool out of it, and I mean, honestly, most of the shoehorned in X-Men stuff, like Cyclops and such, and yeah, just make it more focused on, like, Wolverine, Sabretooth, Silver Fox, and the Weapon X stuff.
Right.
It'd at least be a much better narrative, probably. I don't know. The writing wasn't the greatest in this, but...
Right. It definitely feels like a first draft of a movie, where, like, that's their first go at it, and they're just like, yeah, sure, it's fine. It's Hugh Jackman, it doesn't really matter. And they definitely should have been like, well, let's take another look at this and see if we can fix it up at all.
It really seems like they just thought, this movie will make $1 billion. Let's just throw it out there real quick.
How much did
people,
it make?
People don't care.
Did it make a lot or no? I would assume no, right?
They didn't make another Origins movie, so I would assume no.
I thought they didn't make a lot, or they made a lot, but I thought it was just because of the, like, backlash against it that they didn't make another one.
They might have made a lot, like, opening weekend, but the fall off was probably not good.
300 million. So, not great.
But that's 300 million in 2009, so...
That is true. What was the budget?
373 million is what it made. Budget... Yeah.
150 million.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So probably like $200 million is what it costs to make after, like, marketing and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably that, maybe a little more.
So they barely made their money back, if at all, really. They at least broke even.
I was kind of confused by the first post-credit scene as well, when they were just kind of, like, gathered him, and they're like, you're under arrest. And it was like, why is this a post-credit scene? Why do I care about this scene?
Why was the Deadpool thing a post-credit scene? Why do we... No one wants this Deadpool.
Well, they just left it open, you know, in case we want to come back to it, revisit it.
Thank God the Days of Future Past. Thank God.
Thank God to Deadpool 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? True. No longer canon. It's fine.
Yeah, why aren't we even talking about this Deadpool, man? He doesn't exist.
It's true. That is
true. None of these films are canon. It's fine.
But, I guess we can move on to the better of these two movies.
Yes. Logan?
The what?
No.
Oh, dang it.
The better of the two, sadly. I did not like the Wolverine as much as I remembered liking it.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
It's good, but it's just like, I'm not going to lie, it was boring for the most part.
That's so funny. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, because it's like, what's the point of making him, like, weak, but he's still basically invulnerable to anything, you know? It's like, what was the point of that? Just tell a better story, write more cleverly about him not being able to heal as fast, or about him being able to, you know, do his regular healing stuff. Just write a different kind of a story. Don't just make him like, oh, he's weak for the first, or for about 45 minutes of the movie.
Do you know what movie followed this?
What? That, Days of Future Past?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, James Mangold directed this, and the what he directed after this was Logan. So, like, in terms of what happens with Logan, I think that all makes sense in this movie.
Well, he gets all of his strength and all of that back.
Yeah, sure, but I don't know.
And then, now I'm not saying it was bad or anything, it's just, it was kind of like, I feel like it was a little lazy, kinda.
Sure.
Because it's like, oh no, it's just a way to kind of write him out of the story as being not as powerful or something like that. So they didn't have to really have to work around it that much. It's like, oh, shoot him in the leg, that's why he couldn't chase the car. It's like, well, I don't know. Now them shooting him in the back with all the arrows and like that was slowing sick. Him down, I was like, that's fucking cool. That's how you do something like that. Yeah.
I think I agree about just kind of like you, because I feel like none of these like Wolverine movies are, he's being actively Wolverine. Like the first one, okay, yeah, we're telling his like origin story and stuff, whatever. This one, it should be him fully being that hero and stuff. And it is kind of, again, we're like, yeah, we're limiting the thing that everyone kind of loves about that character. And like, this is something that like the like CW fans dealt with for years, where like at least once a season, all the heroes are like, well, the Flash lost his speed. We got to deal with that for like 6 episodes because, oh, budget and stuff like that, right? So, like, I definitely understand. And, like, you definitely argue that maybe, like, a better writer, or if you know that you're adapting a character that can heal from anything, maybe use different kinds of stakes, where maybe it's not a physical stake, but a mental stake, you know, for who Logan is as his character. Which I think they try to do here for sure. And like I definitely
see why they kidnapped Mariko. That's like the reason he's going after him in the first place.
Sure.
Go ahead, what were you saying?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was done, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you go into Logan and it's like, okay, he's an old beat up man at this point. He's well over 100. He's tired of the hero stuff. All his friends are dead. He literally has nothing left to live for anymore. His healing factor is slowing down. The adamantium in his body is killing him. But at the end of the day, he's still Wolverine. And it's like, that, okay, all right, here we go. Like, this is good. He's doing all the stuff we like. He's doing all the Wolverine stuff. And he's getting fucked up because of it. Because of the adamantium and stuff. Well, then at the very end, you know, they kill the character. But it doesn't matter because it's a perfect send-off. We got a full movie of him doing exactly what we wanted him to do. And, like, we could have got that with this one. But, like I said, for about 45 minutes, they're like, depower him.
Because I feel like this one focuses just more on, like, Logan as a character than it focuses on his powers, though. I don't feel like his powers are as important in this story that they're telling.
Yeah, you're right, but like, why is he more prone in this movie to try to save this Japanese girl who's like 25 years younger than him?
Because he's got that fucking thing inside of him attached to his heart or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I know, but why is he like more willing to save her? And he was just, from what I remember from Logan, he was just going to ditch the kid off on somebody. It's just like, hopefully she survives.
I think he was just tired there. Like, I think he was just done with it all. He's much, I don't know, less stressed here, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like they change his character to fit the movie. Like which one was it? I guess it was, the first X-Men movie. He's just like, Rogue, I'm going to drop you off in the snow and leave you. And then he's like, fine, I guess I'll help you. It's just like guilt. But in this movie, he's like, no questions asked, no hesitation. I'm going to help this girl because I'm a hero. It's like, whoa.
That's a good point, though, because like there should be more of a pushback from him at his current state of being like, I'm done with the heroing. I'm done with saving people. I'm done with killing. Jean's dead, and I did that to him, and I need to feel sad about that, which I actually think is a really nice way to tie it in. But you're definitely right. There isn't much of a pushback from Logan to stay that way. It's just like, they need help. I'm going to go with this guy. It's like, all right, whatever. I'm going.
Yeah.
So that's the point.
By the way, that whole scene of them dropping the bomb and him like taking the blast and all that stuff, that was so awesome.
That was
so much.
I think the whole first half of this movie is pretty great.
Yeah.
Like I like the bear and bar scene too, where he like finds the bear, puts it down, and then he goes under the bar and he's like, oh, you use a poison pit dart, causes bear to kill five people.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. When he's just confronting that dude and telling him off, I'm like, yeah, this is the side of fucking Logan I love.
They do such a good job at showing what he can do. The showing that like he can heal to like anyone that's new to this world. Like, yes, he can heal really fast. Yes, he can have. He is super smelling and like superheroing, and he can do this, and it really shows his like morals at stake. It's just a great way to just open like a superhero movie. Like, I think they did that very well.
I agree. I think it's good. It's just not as good as I remembered. Like, I think I put it on such a pedestal because at the time, the last time that I watched this movie, it was the best probably Wolverine movie. And I haven't watched this movie since Logan came out.
Sure.
And so
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and that was like, other than Days of Future Past, that was probably the best we had seen Logan.
Sure. That's very funny because I think I had the opposite reaction because I remember watching it and thinking this was the most mid film of all time. And going into this time, I was like, yeah, it's this one. Whatever. And I ended up having a much better time this time around. And maybe that's just because, again, we've had so many other comic book movies out since then. Some are really good. Some have been really bad, right? There's this mixture. And I would actually be very curious what would people think if it came out now? Like, would people like it? Probably not, because we complain about everything. But, like, I would definitely be very curious to see kind of where it fits on, like, the like superhero scale of, like, movies and stuff like that.
I don't know. I had a more similar reaction to Darren, like, the first time I watched it. I wouldn't say I thought it was mid, because I thought the first act was pretty incredible, and it was just, like, a steady decline throughout the movie. Like, the second act was worse than the first, and then the third act was just, like, what the fuck? But I don't know. The third act was more whatever this time and less like baffling to me than it was back then. Like, it was less weird and everything. I don't know if I've just intaked more comic book content and I'm just more used to the comic book elements of such. I don't know. But the whole Silver Samurai stuff I thought was fine, actually. So I enjoyed this one more this time around.
Yeah, same.
I just want to know why nobody killed that soldier.
Soldier?
The guy who ended up being Silver Samurai. They're like, wait a second. You didn't stab yourself when they were dropping the bomb?
Because he was in the fucking hole with Logan.
I know, but he should have stabbed himself. He was dishonored. Dishonorable. How dare he?
He obviously didn't give a fuck like about that, because when Wolverine goes to Japan to see him when he's on his deathbed, he's like, I'm the same man I was then. I wasn't ready to die then. I'm not ready to die now. He doesn't care about being honorable. He just wants to fucking live, bro.
Yeah, well, that's TBH, kind of rude, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's his character. He's a selfish fucking prick. Slimer Rico is a badass, okay? At the end, when he's, like, taking the antimatium out of Wolverine and shit, and Mariko is just like, you're a monster. And she's like, I'm your grandfather.
My grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, Mariko. Yes, kill that guy. Fuck him. Your grandfather's dead. That's right.
Who was the girl who could see people's deaths?
Yukio.
Yeah, that's teenage Negasonic Warhead's girlfriend in Deadpool.
Yeah, she came back for those, which would be a different version of her technically, right?
Because I was remembering there was a connection to Deadpool, and I couldn't remember what it was.
The whole time I was like, wait, that is her, right? I'm not being racist. That is the same character. I'm like, yes, it is the same character. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same character.
Oh, yeah, Mariko's father, the like showdown between he and Logan at the end, Logan lets him live, and he's like, you try to kill your daughter, live with that. I kind of like that.
Yes, and then I think that's the best kill of the movie is when he runs up behind him and tries to stab him, and he stabs him right through the heart. And Logan kind of grabs him by the collar of his collar of the samurai outfit and says, he's like, what kind of monster are you? He's like, I'm the Wolverine, and he just stabs him through the throat and retracts the claws.
No, that's sick, yeah.
And I was like, all right, that was pretty badass. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think the
train sequence was pretty good. It was probably the best action scene of the movie, I think.
The train sequence made me laugh because it was, I was doing something when the train sequence, when I rewatched this movie, but the way he gets that guy to like jump.
Oh yeah,
and, like, kill himself. Tricks him. He fakes him out, and the guy's like, "Ha ha!" Boom, fucking gets knocked off the train.
Logan's jump, where he just jumps in midair with his claws on, I thought was really funny.
Also, did they move at all when they jumped, or did they basically stay in the same spot when they jumped?
I know what you're saying. Did they move, or was the train just moving? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, did they jump and then land back in the same spot, or did the train clearly move out from under them and they land again?
Well, when they jump, the train moves some, because that train's moving, it's a bullet train, it's moving at 300 miles an hour.
Well, yeah, but I didn't
You had the same Wolverine shot of him jumping with the claws in this scene, like when he jumps and jumps at the dude and tackles him. Yeah, that was pretty good.
The one thing I like about this movie is how she predicts his death.
Yeah.
She says, you're laying on a back in a field with your heart in your hands and there's blood everywhere. And then in Logan, the way he dies is he's laying on his back with bleeding out, and he's holding X-23's hand like to his heart pretty much. And she's sitting there crying, screaming no or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's how he passes, and it's like, fuck, that is so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
And you could argue that, like, she was his heart, right? Like, that was the thing that made him start beating again, which is so good. Which, like, yes, clearly not canon, right? It's clearly not the same moment, but it is such a great, like, callback to it. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I saw, like, a TikTok edit. Let me tell you, there's some people who make TikToks. they can make some pretty good little edits. I've seen some really good Star Wars ones, but there was a Wolverine one I saw that was like really good, and it was that dialogue of her crying in the car saying, I see you, you're laying on your back and there's blood everywhere, and it's over the top of that scene where X-23 is crying and he's just kind of like holding her and he's smiling as he finally dies.
So good.
So good.
Really good.
Can't wait to get to that one. It deserves its own episode, though, so it's going to get it.
Y'all think that X-Men Origins is the best X-Men movie so far?
No.
Totally. Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, something else. The post-credit scene sets up Days of Future Past. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I still don't know how Magneto still has his powers. How does that work?
Well, Andrew, I thought of you when I saw this post-credit scene, because last episode you just kept talking about Sentinels. They're talking about a major threat that's going to wipe out the mutants. That's your Sentinels.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the Trask ad in the airport, and yeah. Isn't that who makes the Sentinels Trask or whatever?
Yeah, that's Peter Dinklage in Days of Future Past.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
what's the rating scale this week?
I was trying to think, how many Wolverine claws would you give the movie? Keep in mind, he only has 6 claws.
That's I was thinking of that scale earlier. Good one.
So I don't have to kiss anybody?
No,
you don't have to kiss anybody. Or
oh, wait, we didn't even talk about the gene hallucinations he was having in the Wolverine. He had way more of those than I remember. Oh, I totally forgot that was part of the movie. Yeah.
No, Darren was saying something about like pushback, like, you know, gene. He's like, I promise not to hurt anybody anymore. Yeah, he gave that shit up like instantly.
Yeah, he did.
He dropped that like a fucking ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Gene throughout this whole movie. Like when Mariko's like, who's Gene? I hear you yell in your sleep and all that.
It kind of felt like an excuse to just have her naked throughout the half of this movie.
Yeah.
Like it kind of just felt like they were like, how do we make her look the most sexy? This is how we're going to do it. And like a part of it does kind of feel a little weird. Like they keep showing her over and over again. But like I think. Like, I really love that whole thing in theory. Like, I really like the his final moments inside the last film that it broke him so much that he stepped away from everything and he has to re-find himself. Like, I think that's such a good pitch. I just wish we got to see him. Like, I guess we just don't care enough about it. Like, I wish we could have seen more of Logan and Jean within the first 3 movies to make us care about that death more. Because I think that would have made this film ultimately better if we got to see, outside of a few scenes here and there, him truly fall in love with Jean. Because his whole thing in that first movie, he just is attracted to her the whole time. He has a crush on her, right? But, like, we don't see that love story. It's just like, yeah, you're hot, and I'd like if you weren't with Scott. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel this undying loyalty, this unbroken love bound that he has here. That I think, which, again, isn't a problem with this movie. It's more of a problem with the previous 3. But, I don't know.
Yeah, if Logan would have said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone.
Mm, sure.
Yeah, and just started singing Taylor Swift's Love Story, I think this movie would have been a perfect 10 out of 10. Yeah.
100%, yeah.
He doesn't have 10 claws, though.
Oh, yeah, so that's why I guess I give the Wolverine a 5 out of 6, or no, 4 out of 6 claws.
Mm-hmm. What do you give X-Men Origins?
Negative bone claws, because the bone claws look gross.
X-Men Origins, I don't know. Probably give it 1 claw, I guess. I liked, what do I like again? Oh yeah, that one shot was cool. So I'll give it 1
coming
claw.
Out of the bath.
Yeah, that's great. Great scene. Great 6-second scene. sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to give X-Men Origins Wolverine a negative saber-tooth claws.
Yeah, I like how somebody said, he's like, give me the adamantium. He's like, what? You know, you're going to get adamantium fingernails or something like that? Sabretooth's just like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get.
I do kind of want to go back just like quickly and say, like, I know it doesn't stick, but I do like that the ending of this film does feel like there's a bit of consequences. Like, Logan kind of does lose here. Like, he does lose a bit of his power. And, like, it feels kind of real that, like, he actually lost, right? Like, they took a bit of his power and, he's back to, like, the basic claws again, which I thought was kind of cool. I think the next movie completely undoes that, but I don't know. I like it.
Well, the thing that I don't get about it is if, you know, they took some of the adamantium out of his body, how did Magneto stop him at the airport from attacking
him? I was wondering about that. Like, is there just some still in there, just not in the claws, maybe? I didn't
like
get that
why
either.
Give us the gross bone claws, because they just look gross. Like, I don't like them. You could be like, the only thing that's left of him that's adamantium is just his claws, and then just make the rest of him not adamantium. That's fine. Do that. Also, how come when he gets in fights with certain people, it's just like, and like he gets punched or something, some people react to the Animantium skeleton and some don't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't... I don't know. There's just a lot of just goofy stuff. It's easy to overlook, though. And it's just being nitpicky, but...
I will agree with the 4 out of 6 claws for the Wolverine.
Me too, I think. Either, like, 4 or, like, 4.5, yeah.
We don't do half claws around here.
Oh, damn it.
We can do quarter claws. Just,
like, break one off? It's like
yeah, that's a quarter. No, you can't break one in half. You can do a quarter claw, though.
Damn it.
Yeah, you can do a quarter claw like he did to that guy in the bar in the first X-Men.
Yeah. But like we don't do half.
Like, 4 claws and a quarter claw to the throat.
Yeah. Or you can do 4 claws and 3/4 of a claw, or 4 claws and 1/3 of a claw, but you can't do half a claw.
He has no idea what to do.
Yeah, I think he's... Oh, I think he's... Yeah, I think you're confused.
Oh, I forgot what we were talking about.
You can't do... You can only do quarters, halves, and thirds. You can't do... You can't do halves. Wait.
I thought we moved on from this. I'm so sorry.
Fuck. I'm so confused now myself. I've confused myself on my own rating system. How would you rank... So far, out of all these movies, how would you rank these movies? Out of all the X-Men movies that we've seen so far?
Yeah, I, me and Brayden were talking about this earlier. I think me and Brayden have the same list. I'd go X2, Wolverine, X-Men 1, Last Stand, and then Origins last.
I think I would put the Wolverine over X2.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Because I think at the end of the day, it's just a better overall.
Sure.
Like, I think the action's better in this one. There's only the one action scene in X2 that I liked, and that was the assault on the...
I feel like I just value action less than you do.
Well, yeah. No, it's just... It's bad, though. It's, like, blatantly bad. Other than the Nightcrawler scene and the assault on the mansion, it's just not good in X2, I feel like.
There's not much other action than that, is there? Other than, like, the Bobby's house scene? And, like, the third act's kind of action, but...
Yes. It's mainly just people running at each other and holding each other in the first X-Men movies. That's basically what the action consists of.
Yeah.
You know? But in the Wolverine, it's like there was actually choreography involved and stuff. Sure. And I think... I talked about the... I didn't like the silly stuff, like, okay, let's just depower him for half the movie. I still think a good story was told. It's just I think it really could have just been better. But, yeah. Also, it makes my rating scales even more confusing because I think I rated X2 the highest. And then if you look at by comparison, the Wolverine's probably lower than how I rated X2. So. Yeah.
I don't know. We rated X2 on a scale of like how many times you kiss Jean Grey to not rewatch. So.
Yeah, I think 2 times is what I said. I
thought you said 0.
Oh, yeah, 0.
I know I said 0.
Yeah. I don't remember what I said, so.
Anyway, you can find this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube if you're not listening there already at the Red Arrow, wherever you listen to your podcast. And you can find some other stuff on YouTube at the Red Arrow, if you want to. Darren, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, me and Connor run the Pipeline Podcast every Thursday at 4 EST. If you want to go catch us live over there, feel more than welcome to.
All right, Andrew.
What about the Garter Snakes podcast?
Oh, that got canceled, unfortunately.
What the hell?
We didn't
even... The streaming service?
We got bought out by... Warner Brothers.
How?
No sorry. They said how? No sorry.
Warner Brothers is about to get bought out. How do you get bought out by them?
They're like, listen, this show's so bad, we can't take it no more. So we're going to buy it off you and then tax write it. And here we are.
The show that never started so bad that we're going to buy it.
Yep. And listen, I'm rich now, though. So I'll take it.
What the heck, man? I was your partner in that. Why did I get any money or say?
Well, listen, I forgot. So, there's that.
Fair enough.
He forgot he had a partner.
Yeah.
It happens.
Anyway. If you enjoy WWE, go listen to our Mine and Brayden's review of Elimination Chamber. We talked about how Drew McIntyre will defeat Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania to become the new WWE Undisputed Women's Tag Team Universal Intercontinental United States 24/7 I-95 Southwest Come and Go Champion.
That's a lot of words.
It's not a real champion.
That's it. Yes, it is.
Well, the next X-Men movie we'll be talking about is X-Men First Class, so we'll be back with that. I'm not sure when, but we'll be back with that sometime down the line.
Tomorrow night at 5.
You heard it here first.
Yep.